Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold, dictating an endoscopy report on James Huggins, date of birth 11-8-1963, date of procedure March 13, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Anita Ahmed. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold snare palpectomy, comma, cold biopsy palpectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, common surveillance colonoscopy, description of procedure, form contained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as emergency well explained to the patient, period, the patient's breath, and anoscopy. So we place in the lateral position, sedation for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care period, digital rectal exam, is normal period, while lubricated limbs, video colonoscope, is introduced into the rectum and advanced into the direction to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, and hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period, retroflex is obtained of the rectum period, Boston Bowel Prep scores graded as a seven, comma, 2-3-2, grade is a good prep period. Patient tolerated procedure well without any complications. Findings, Boston Bowel Prep score of 7, comma, 2-3-2, comma, grade is a good prep. Next line, there was a diminutive rectus sigmoid sessile polyp, removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two ascending colon sessile polyps. One was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. The other one was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps. Period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other was diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were four descending colon sessile polyps. One was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. The other three were diminutive and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were two sessile sigmoid colon polyps. One was approximately 12 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, the other was approximately 8 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Sorry, not 8. The last one should say approximately 6 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a approximately 8 millimeter rectosigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy that was sessile period. Next line, there was one internal hemorrhoid that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year given the number of polyps in this colonoscopy. Next line, recommend genetic testing given greater than 10 polyps alone on this exam. Next line, follow-up in offices previously scheduled.